Bard Summerscape's 2016 season presents 7 weeks of opera, music, theater, dance, film, and cabaret. The prime focus of these offerings is the 27th annual music festival, Bard Music Festival, exploring the life and times of the Italian composer Puccini. The rich arts and culture of turn-of-the-century Italy inspires a revival of Mascagni's Art Nouveau opera Iris. It's directed by James Darra. The production at Bard boasts a new staging and sleek, edgy design, and it's a great pleasure to welcome James Darra to the roundtable this morning. James, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Very nice to have you on the program. First of all, did I say all the names right? It's Mascagni?
Mascagni in Italian, yeah.
And how about Iris? Is it Iris or Iris?
Well, so we would say Iris, but in Italian they would say Iris.
And how are you marketing it and saying it to audiences?
You know, I'm always a fan of if we're in the U.S. and I think it looks like Iris, so we're saying Iris to people to talk about it. Obviously, internally, because her name is said so often in the opera and the opera is sung in Italian, everyone is saying Iris.
But if I'm out in the street and I meet you and I say, hey, James, what are you working on? You'd probably say Iris.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So
opera needs all of the help it can get with being as less pretentious as possible, I feel. Yeah.
Well, let's start there. Why do you think it needs that help?
I think one of the number one reasons a lot of people might not want to go to opera is some ideas about what they think they will see or what the protocols are of being an audience member at an opera. Its reputation and even the word itself has not aged gracefully, I would say, even in the past 10 years. But there's actually a lot happening in new opera, and there's a lot happening with new productions of opera. There's a lot of experimentation of young people working in it, young singers, exciting actors. It's the cumulative... it's an accumulation of different vocations and artist styles and just crafts. I mean, you have dance, design, music, orchestral music, conducting, directing. You have all these things. Sometimes film and video. All of those things kind of converge in opera. And I'm always just a fan of treating it as that kind of massive amalgamation of really exciting ideas and personalities and art, different artists. And that's kind of a frenetic, really often kind of crazy place to create something. But it is absolutely exciting when it's approached, I think, with a very modern, not only sensibility or design. I don't think everything has to have a modern sense of design to be interesting, but it just requires that you approach it with the same fervor that artists are using in other mediums today. You want it to feel current and modern. A lot of opera actually has the potential to be incredibly moving and exciting and entertaining, and also sociopolitical in some ways. So I think that's kind of our approach, is not to say, this type of opera is better than, a different kind or time period somehow or more warranted as a viewer. It's just simply to say, let's kind of approach this as like you would a film at the Megaplex in the weekend. You go because something grabbed your attention on the screen that looked really exciting and like a good use of your 2 hours, right?
Yeah. So with that all said, especially when it comes to the design, what brought you to the project? What did you think you could accomplish with this production?
Yeah, I didn't really know that. I mean, obviously, Bard Summerscape, their opera productions alone have built a reputation for being works that are not often seen in the repertoire. And what I mean is that there's a rotation of, I would say, 20 titles that are done by every major opera house in the U.S. And most people, that's the operas that they first encounter if they're getting into opera for the first time. Whether it's Carmen, most people know the music of Carmen, whether they realize it or not. Madame Butterfly, La Traviata. There's all these operas that are more familiar and in the public consciousness. And Bard's operas are things that are often written by famed composers, either earlier in their career or pieces that for whatever reason have faded from public consciousness and view and aren't often performed in the States. And so Mascagni is performed. He has an opera that's a one-act opera that's performed often by a lot of companies, but Iris is not often performed. And Bard sort of decided in exploring Puccini and Verismo opera as part of the Bard Music Festival, why not delve into Mascagni, who was a peer in some ways, and wrote Iris actually several years before Puccini would write Madame Butterfly. So that was intriguing to say, you know, what could this production hold for us dramatically and visually, and what is the story? And I traditionally, as a director, have not really spent a lot of time in Verismo. I didn't really have a lot of interest in Puccini. Just artistically, it just wasn't something that I had spent a lot of time working on. And so I was initially kind of hesitant, and I looked at it and I thought, okay, what is this going to be? Is this going to be some domestic story of a Japanese girl, you know, killing herself? And instead, I found that it's actually kind of an incredibly surreal, experimental piece, and it's a bold, risk-taking creation. Even though it was written, you know, over 100 years ago, it actually, for Mascagni as a composer, was kind of incredibly inventive. The narrative is at times very nonlinear. It's very symbolist and abstract and expressionist and violent and kind of terrifying. And it kind of has everything that I think people expect of opera, but the mode of the storytelling was something that I found to be incredibly rich and also have a lot of modernity in it. It felt very current, and I think it was that kind of mixture and chemistry of all of those pieces really grabbed our attention, both in terms of me as a director, but just also my team of designers and our collaborators were all really intrigued by the world. It's a three-act opera in which every act has to take place in a completely different environment. And that alone is like a really great challenge for even just a scenic designer, where you're like, I need you to do three sets and figure out how that can happen in the course of an evening. And they can't feel, they have to feel completely separate, but also then you want, design-wise, you want things to aesthetically track all the way through and have a cohesion. So it definitely, as an opera, I would say, it's really, it presented a very long list of really intriguing challenges, and a lot of them that we were encountering for the first time.
And ultimately, as we wrap up, what do you think the audience, or what do you hope the audience gets out of the experience?
I think that the audience, it's interesting, this piece, we have a lot of dance involved in this piece, and some really fabulous dancers. I brought a trio that's really known for kind of edgy performance art in Los Angeles. They actually, there's a portion of the piece that has a dance of three geishas, and you look at it on the page, it doesn't look like anything. So we've actually made that kind of an integral component. We have a choreographer that I work with a lot here, and then also three male dancers kind of forming a kinetic physical component of the piece. And they're almost all relatively new to opera. So they've been a great barometer for me of, like, you know, is this working? Like, what do you actually think about this? And the thing that they said to me was that they were so struck by the music at how accessible it was and how familiar it sounded, just emotionally. They were like, there's something in it that spoke instantly to us emotionally, and then we just felt like the story moved very quickly and was completely engrossing. And they're in it, so they're like parsing that as we've been rehearsing. You know, they were hearing the chorus for the first time and their jaws all hit the floor, because it's a powerful piece for a chorus. It's a powerful piece for our leading soprano, who's singing the title role. She's on stage the entire evening, so it's a marathon in that way that has virtuosity that you would want in opera. So I would say opera audiences are going to be pleased, but if you don't see a lot of opera, it's actually something, I think it's a great piece to parse, because you don't feel like you're seeing something that's steeped in tradition. You feel like you're seeing something that feels incredibly fresh and new.
Mascagni's Iris runs at the Bard Fisher Center in Annandale in Hudson, New York. For more information, information, go to fishercenter.bard.edu. You can also find it on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. James Dara, a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much, and thank you for the great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.